And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal. Clifford. He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island and their many new friends. There to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all. I love Clifford, the big red dog.
Clifford's hiccups.
That? What in blue blazes is that?
Oh. Oh. Goodness, what is that?
Whoa, what is that? Is Clifford okay, Dr. Din?
He seems to be just fine. Whoa! Oh! Nothing serious.
Well, we're glad to hear that.
It looks like Clifford just has a little case of the hiccups.
Nothing is little when it comes to Clifford.
Is there anything we can do, Doctor?
I'm afraid not. Well, sooner or later, the hiccups will just go away on their own.
What exactly do you mean, sooner or later?
They could last a few minutes, or they could last for days.
No one's ever had the hiccups forever. They'll go away soon.
That's right, Emily Elizabeth.
Whoa, now that's a big hiccup.
Yeah, he's been doing that all morning.
Sheriff Lewis says that a great way to get rid of hiccups is to have someone scare them out of you. Yikes!
Hey, Clifford, it's us!
Come on out, Clifford!
Hi, guys!
We heard about your hiccups, big guy.
Everyone has heard about them.
It's so strange. I've never had the hiccups before.
The hiccups are nothing. I get them all the time.
You do?
Well, I had them once when I was a puppy. At least that's what Mrs. Diller said. I don't really remember.
Emily Elizabeth says they'll go away on their own. I just have to be patient.
Boo!
Oh, hi, T-Bone.
Did I scare you, Clifford?
Not really.
Are you sure? Because Sheriff Lewis says that sometimes you can scare the hiccups away.
Really? Well, maybe I was a little scared.
Wow. Hey!
I guess not. But thanks for trying, T-Bone.
Forget scaring the hiccups away. I know how to get rid of them.
You do?
Sure. Mrs. Diller says that once you get your energy flowing the right way, you can cure anything.
What does that mean, Cleo?
I don't know. But she calls it feng shuiing, and I've watched her do it lots of times.
Does it hurt?
Nope. I just have to move a few things around in your doghouse.
Okay, Cleo, let's try it.
Great. You wait here. I'll go get everything ready inside.
What is she doing in there?
I don't know. I hope it works.
Okay, Clifford, come on in. Ta-da!
Wow! Is this gonna cure my hiccups?
Yep. You see, by moving everything around, I'm making all your mystical hiccup energy move right past all this stuff and straight out the front door. Works every time. Well, it takes a minute to work. It's gonna work real soon. I don't think this is gonna work.
Thanks for trying, Cleo. But Emily Elizabeth says I won't have the hiccups forever. I just have to wait until they go away.
I wish we could help, Clifford.
Ah, me too.
Well, I know how to make the hiccups go away, if anyone's interested.
You do?
Of course.
How, Mac?
Just come with me, Clifford. I'll take care of everything.
Great.
Here we are, Clifford. This'll do the trick.
Swimming is gonna get rid of his hiccups?
Not swimming, drinking.
Drinking?
That's right. You just drink 20 big gulps of water.
Well, okay.
Wait, you have to shut your eyes while you drink.
Oh, okay.
Wait! You also have to hold your left ear with your right paw and your right ear with your left paw.
Wow, that sounds hard.
You're making this up, Mac.
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Guys, could we go on now?
Oh, sure, Clifford. Go ahead and drink the water now.
Wait, wait! He can't drink pool water.
Why not?
It's for swimming and splashing. You're not supposed to drink it. Are you sure you know what you're doing, Mac?
Oh, of course I do.
Well, it doesn't seem like it to me.
Boo!
Whoa!
I scared you that time, didn't I, Clifford?
Yeah, you did kind of startle me.
Did I scare the hiccups away?
Well... I think you did.
Yes! I did it!
Wait a minute. You didn't scare his hiccups away. They went away because he did all that stuff that I told him to do.
Nuh-uh. I'm the one who made his hiccups stop.
What?
it just took a while for that energy-moving stuff to work.
Au contraire, I am the one that brought help back to Clifford.
No, I am not the one.
You did it.
Excuse me.
We're sorry none of us could get rid of your hiccups, Clifford.
That's okay. You all tried your best.
We really wanted to help.
You did help. I mean, you didn't make my hiccups go away, but it sure made me feel good that you tried so hard.
Clifford!
It's Emily Elizabeth!
There you are, Clifford. How are your hiccups, boy? Did they finally go away? I don't hear anything. I'm so happy for you. It looks like your friends are really happy for you too, Clifford. It's nice having good friends who care about you, isn't it, boy? Don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Windy Day. It was a windy day, perfect for flying kites. Speckle, Reba, and Ravi flew their kites in the windy sky. Suddenly, Speckle was pulled right up off the ground. He sailed over the treetops. Then he soared past some geese who'd never seen a dog fly before. Speckle was having a very fun adventure. At last, Speckle landed safely in a soft green meadow. Now he wanted to stay on the ground and fly his kite with his friends. So Reba picked up some stones and tied them around Speckle's waist. Helped Speckle to stay on the ground with his friends so they could all fly their kites together. The end.
That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Through a video camera.
Let me look, Baz.
Okay.
Hey, Clifford looks pretty good in the movies.
It was nice of your dad to let you take his camera to Jetta's movie watching party, Baz.
Yeah, I thought maybe after we watch some movies, we could make one of our own.
Sounds like fun.
I brought my favorite superhero movie to watch.
I brought Dog of Denmark.
Ooh, I love that movie.
Let's watch that one first.
Let's hurry to Jetta's so we'll have time to watch them all.
Welcome to my party, everyone. We've got lots of seeds, popcorn and juice, and a TV set to watch our favorite videos on.
Great, let's get started. I'm going to sit here.
I'll sit here.
Whoa!
I like the beanbag chair.
Is everyone happy?
Yep, let's watch a movie.
We want to watch Dog of Denmark first, Jetta. Is that okay?
We all love it.
Well, I sort of thought since it's my party, I would be the first one to pick a video.
Okay. What do you want to watch?
The Jetta Show!
What's the Jetta Show?
That's what my mom calls our home movies.
Home movies?
Will you see my first ferry ride? Oh, look, aren't I adorable?
You look really cute, Jetta. I think I'm going to like this tape.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, look at the dolphins.
They are so cool.
Don't worry, there's only a little bit of them. Then we get back to me.
Don't you just love this?
Yeah, love it.
It's great, Jetta.
Just great.
Wow, look at that. That's the third Jetta Show movie they've watched, Mac. Are there any with you in them?
Of course. There's one whole one called The Mac Show. I'll show it to you sometime if you want.
Sure, sometime. But right now, how about if we play a game?
Okay, what do you want to play?
I don't know. How about tag?
We play that a lot. Let's do something else.
Okay, like what?
How about jump hose?
Jump hose? I love jump hose. Do you want to go first or should I?
You turn for me first, then I'll turn for you.
Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Clifford, here goes. Yes.
That was such an exciting spelling contest. My mom made me a special spelling bee cake and everything. Oh, watch how big my mom cuts the pieces. Isn't that great? See how daintily I'm eating it? Oh my gosh, it was such a big piece of cake, I could hardly finish it.
What are you laughing at, Emily?
Here's me taking my first ride in my dad's new car.
What's going on?
What's so funny?
We were just looking at the dogs.
I'm gonna record it.
You're supposed to be watching my movie. You missed the last part.
You mean it's over?
Great. Now let's watch Dog of Denmark.
Not yet. We have to watch all the parts of the Jetta Show.
How many parts are there?
25. This one's my favorite.
Wait a minute, Jetta. You said we were going to watch lots of different videos at this party.
It's true, Jetta. You told us each to bring our favorite one.
I know, but I'd rather watch mine.
I don't really want to watch any movies. I think we should make a movie of our own.
Yeah!
Great!
This is a movie watching party, not a movie making party.
Come on, Jetta. It'll be fun.
How about we vote on it? That'd be fair.
Yeah. Let's vote. All those who want to make a movie, raise your hand.
All those who want to stay in and watch Jetta's home movies, raise your hand. It's 3-1. We go outside.
Great.
Okay.
Whatever.
Come on, Jetta.
No, thank you, Emily Elizabeth.
You're not
not going to play?
No, I'm going to stay here and watch my home movies alone.
Come on and try it. If you don't like it, we'll all come back in and watch a movie with you, okay?
No, thank you.
Well, okay. But if you change your mind, we'll be outside.
Don't worry, I won't change my mind.
Here I am with famous explorer Emily Elizabeth Howard. What are you looking for today, Emily Elizabeth?
Today we are on the trail of the really hard-to-find big red Dogosaurus. See his footprints?
He is big!
Come on, let's follow his trail.
Wow, this is great!
Whoa!
Charlie!
I remember that pie-eating contest was so messy!
Hey,
I wonder what they're laughing at. Oh well, doesn't matter.
So famous explorer Emily Elizabeth, do you think we're getting close to finding the big red Dogosaurus?
Oh yes, we're very close.
Could that be him?
No, that's not the big red Dogosaurus. That's the small blue Triceradog.
Great!
Good job, Mac!
Why does it look like they're having so much fun? Why couldn't they have fun like that doing what I want to do? I'm gonna go ask them.
I think we're getting close now.
I sure hope this hard-to-find big red Dogosaurus is friendly.
Uh-oh. He looks pretty friendly.
He is friendly.
But that doesn't look so friendly.
Hi, Jetta. Are you gonna come and be in the movie now?
It's really, really fun.
How come you guys didn't like doing what I wanted to do?
We did like it, Jetta, but then we wanted to do something else. And now we're making a fun movie.
What makes this silly game so much fun anyway?
It's fun because we all have something to do in it. Emily and I are the actors.
And I'm the director.
Even Clifford and Mac have something to do in this game.
It's just more fun when everyone is part of the game instead of just one person telling everyone what to do.
Was I doing that?
Sort of.
I'm sorry. I just thought everyone would love doing what I told them to do.
So, do you want to be in the movie, Jetta? You could be an explorer with me.
Okay, only I don't want to be an explorer. I want to be the beautiful jungle princess who rescues everyone from the big red Dogosaurus.
Sounds good to me.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, only someone better tell Clifford he's supposed to be scary.
Oh, Clifford!
Everyone, let's play.
Clifford and I know that it's nice when friends play together and nice when they work together, too. And that's why Clifford's big idea for today is work together.
What a great day.
Yep. But it's time to go home now, so we better clean up.
It's gonna take forever to clean this up.
No, it won't. Not if we all work together to get it done.
That didn't take long at all.
And it was kind of fun, too.
It's always nice when friends work together. It gets the job done in no time at all. And that's why Clifford's big idea for today is work together.